DelinoWiki.com exists so that every person at Delino can benefit from what we collectively know. The law we practice, the counties we practice in, the tools we've built, and the rules we work by all live in one place, behind one login. If you find yourself about to ask a colleague how something is done here, look here first. That's what it's for. Two things sit on every single page, and between them, they are the entire navigation model. The first is the dark rail down the left. It is the map, home, academy, tools, library, policies and procedures, and then the systems you're in all day anyway, Clio, Gmail, calendar, Slack, share file. It does not move and it does not change from page to page, which is the point. Wherever you land, including landing cold from a search result, you are one click from every shelf on the site. The second is the search box, and it is the same box everywhere. It searches the whole site, every page, every heading, and the full text of the source materials underneath the library. It will put you on the passage, not merely on the page. If you take one habit from this briefing, take that one. Search first, browse second. The site has four shelves. The library is the deepest of them, where the legal foundations are laid. The Washington Family Law Doctrine is a living compilation of black letter law, 21 parts running from the general frameworks into matter life cycles all the way through post-decree practice. It's our primary source code, and it's deliberately focused on the terrain a practitioner actually meets, rather than everything that could be said. Underneath it, we publish the sources themselves, in full and searchable, the WSBA Desk Book Volumes 1 through 3, Becker's Quick Cites, the State Family Law Handbook. When the doctrine tells you to go deeper, you should look to those resources. Beside the doctrine, three other reference tools are worth keeping in mind. 20 statewide base guides cover specific areas within family law, and each routes to a form anatomy page that walks the real Washington forms field by field. The Tradecraft Hub connects to work product guides, deposition and trial preparation tactics, and tips on practice and professional responsibility, and the Other Professionals Directory, an evolving roster of opposing counsel, experts, evaluators, and mediators, with our own candid assessments attached. Tools are the shelf that answers a question you would otherwise have had to ask someone. Practice profiles for 38 Washington counties, and e-filing and e-service broken out county by county. A protection order wizard that takes 8 questions about the matter in front of you and guides you to the order type, the service regime, and a forms checklist. A discovery section offering an SDT wizard that computes your notice and return deadlines and the LFLR10 financial checklist. Policies and procedures collects up what the firm expects of every member of the team, roughly 40 pages from people and culture through timekeeping, billing, and firm AI use. Where a page was extracted from the employee handbook, it says so on its face and names the section and the edition, because the signed handbook governs and the wiki page does not. The academy is the fourth shelf. It is the structured training, role by role, module by module, and it has its own briefings. We won't spend your time on it here. And finally, but vitally, a note on the practical discipline that makes the intranet a resilient resource. Everything on this site is internal training material and none of it goes to a client. Statutes, rules, and forms change. Every substantive page carries a currency note, and it means what it says. Verify the current RCW and rule text, and pull the current form from the court's own site, before you rely on anything here. This site is where the work starts, not where it stops.